Hello, 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 everybody. Brian here from quantlabs.net. Today is the 12th of October, 1706, 5:06 p.m. Okay, so I'm going to show you a couple things if you're not familiar with MotoWave. First, I just want to go over that MotoWave has a very, very powerful backtesting feature here. Here we can set our general strategy. So the only strategy I get that would run and generate data is the moving average cross, because I kind of rely on that quite a bit. You have your different types of analysis to do a back test, optimize those back tests based upon parameters, and a walk forward. In here, obviously, you can choose your instruments. In here, I put in all the instruments, 138. This is for Coinbase Pro now. Just so you know, let me just go into my blog here and pull out the exact way I've got this. So I put up a blog post earlier today called 138 tokens to potentially automatically trade with Coinbase Pro. That depends upon where you live, but here's the entire list that you can capture. And there, what it is mostly USD, USDC, or USDT pairs. I've taken out the pound, the euro, and the Bitcoin. Euro and pound, I just don't know if they'll have the same volume. And for me, being in Ontario, Canada, I wouldn't be able to trade them anyways because I can't, it appears, I have a very small select amount of pairs to trade. Very few in USD, but quite a few of them in Tether, USDT, or USDC. So those are the options. That's why I have them included in this list that you can import into. So let me just go back here. So this is what I did, was I just added them through this database feature. And you can see them right here. And then we have our 1 hour. Now, I will tell you, the 1 hour versus 4 hour or daily, there's no difference from what I saw between daily and 4 hour. Now, when I ran that, which will be obviously be faster analysis with less data, the ones that came up, and you can see the time period was from October 1st to the 11th. With, as I said, either hourly or 4 hour, 4 hour or daily data. And what came back was a huge return for both Bitcoin and both USDT and USDC. Big returns, like $64,000 profit. And there's a little bit left over for if it was in the real fiat currency. So I don't know what went there. Then it was Ethereum. Then there's some small amount of coins, tokens that are more like really small. So that is what I came across. And then here with the execution, what we can do is to start with 100,000, put in our slippage as well, potentially for bid and ask. So that's basically how it worked out here. You can see after 1 hour analysis, we have here, these are the top performing coins by net profit, gross profit as well, but the net profit's really important because that's basically where we're making our cash. Now in here we have the number of trades, execution, commission which we not factored in, and our maximum drawdown dollar-wise. So in here, this is not very much money when you look at it, and then it goes to AVAX, then this W Luna, then Band Bond, and a few other coins. So that's on the positive side. You can see number of coins had losses. I do know probably a lot of these coins did take losses. You can see them right here, all along here. And again, the question is, when you look at these, are these reliable data that we can work from based upon the data that the MotorWave has through my API on Coinbase Pro. So in here, let's go focus now on the top one. This is RAD USDT with 105 profit. You can see here we have the gross profit of 110, loss of $4, profit factor of 24.46, max drawdown, which is very low actually, 450, and so on. So here we have our win-loss trades, 6 times. And let's see here, the 46-hour time in market, 46 hours. So this is real live data based upon what I fed it via, as I said, through MotorWave. Now, a couple of key questions that come out of this. Let me just show you the charts here. So this would be the chart of the profit. It's a very powerful feature. You can see here, these are the executions where we would have made money, not made money. Here's our periods as well. All the different statistical info. Number of trades would have happened is $5. Our P&L would have been up $14, $78, so on. And our execution right here, buy and sell as well. So that's what you can expect out of this facility. Let me just pull up the chart. So you can see here, these are the charts when we went in and made our trades here by the markers. And that's that. So essentially what I'm asking myself is, based upon what I'm looking at, is MotorWave trying to tell me, is it better just to invest either on a 4 hour versus daily basis, or do we make more money in the hourly time frame? So from what I'm seeing and what I'm seeing here on this different type of analysis, same data, same coin selection list, all the data is the same. Seems that it's better to do either 4 hour or daily. Now, from what I remember in the past, not just with Forex, stock, commodities, you probably will make more money on a 4 hour daily basis. So that's the first question. And obviously, it depends upon the strategy as well that you get with out of box. My reverse MACD didn't generate any form of trades at all. But there's other strategies that will give you better returns based upon what I'm seeing here. So again, the reliability is the question. And obviously a lot of people probably say, yeah, you can rely on this MotorWave as well, but is this data reliable and trustworthy based upon the process of how this backtest works? So who knows, just wanted to let you know what I'm seeing. If you got some experience, let me know. We shall talk to you later. Thanks.